Just talk a little bit about where the team sits right now as you get close to Christmas, and you've had a day or two to reflect on it. What you're looking at for this last push before the break.
Yeah, I mean, right now, so far this year, we've kind of been around the 500 mark all season, and we've been talking about it a lot, and there's a lot to say, but it's up to us to go out there and do something. I mean, it's getting that time of year where. We have to make a decision whether we want to make a push and, really try and, put ourselves in a good position.
Kind of curious, you say you talk a lot, whether it's, with the media, do you talk amongst not just guys in this room, but other players who, that might be in situations or have been in situations like this to, find different ways and means to handle it, cope with it, and succeed with it?
Yeah, I mean, that's where the leaders in this room really step up. And, for me, it's not... I don't really care what guys, say to the media or anything like that, or what guys say in interviews. I mean, I care about what guys talk about in the locker room and, how guys act and, what guys say to each other on the ice. And I think that's what matters. And, I think we have a lot of guys that have been in situations like this before and, a lot of good leaders in this room that know what they're doing. So, I mean, it's up to them to kind of guide the way and help us out a bit.
Seems whenever a coach goes off, there are other indications of it and that sort of thing. I'm just wondering, in your years in the game, I don't know if you're familiar with the Southern Illinois coach that kind of lost it on his team, but have you ever had a coach come close to that or do something like that out of frustration or whatever?
I've played with some pretty crazy coaches. I remember, getting locked out of our dressing room in junior between periods. So we're just standing in the hallway waiting for the next period to start. But every coach is different. Some got a pretty quick temper. Some are pretty calm and relaxed and stone faced out there. So I mean, just comes with their personalities.
Have you ever thought, Claude's getting close to doing something like this? Or
he's kind of one of those guys that isn't really going to scream, but you can tell in his face that he's mad. I mean, he doesn't really have to say too much, but you can tell the minute he walks in the room that he's not happy. So I mean, you play for him long enough, you can kind of read him pretty good.
Brian, I was just talking to Mark Stewart about the third period in Buffalo the other night, and he said it's a continuation of this pattern that you guys have, and you guys have talked about it, but what has been said, what can change?
I mean, a lot's been said. That's the whole point. I mean, there's a lot of talk going on in the dressing room about, what we have to do to change it and, what we can do. And it's tough to, because it is like a pattern in the way we're playing right now. And it's tough to get out of those, situations. I mean, we're trying to. I mean, we don't go into a game thinking that, we're going to, play good in the first and take it easy some of the game. And I mean, you go in the game trying to play your best and play the same every night. So, I mean, right now we're just trying to figure out what the problem is and how to fix it.